So welcome to the first episode of Hopscotch.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad to be here. I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
And we are two guys who just have learned to appreciate some of the finer things in life. And to us, some of those finest things is a nice single malt scotch.
And we'll get into some beers. And we like a lot of food, too.
Right. Well, but
we'll get into food later. But yes, no, we really enjoy fine single malt scotch. And we've had kind of a fun route to get here, too. So
absolutely. So you might just think we're a couple of drinking buddies sitting around talking about things we like. And that's exactly
what
we are.
That's pretty much what it is. Yeah, and there's a football game on with the sound off in the background.
I'm going to use this phrase, Jim, that I would never admit to because there are some things I don't like to admit to. We're a couple of middle-aged guys who enjoy our sports, who enjoy the lives we currently have. And good glass of whiskey is one of those top things we love. Also, we've grown as beer drinkers as well. We no longer drink by volume. We drink for quality.
Yeah, and hence the name Hop Scotch. So this is our inaugural.
Our first Hop Scotch.
That's right. And we've had this one before. This is called Oban. They call it West Highlands. One of the things, as I recall, and I didn't actually make any notes on this when we had this, not that long ago either.
Well, that sounds fabulous.
Didn't that sound good?
Yeah.
What I like about it is, I mean, look at that color. Can you get the light there? This is...
Let me get that light over there for you so we can get an even better look. Okay, so in the bottle, it's got a beautiful... amber copper tone to
Isn't
it.
That something? Look at that.
Look at that. That's lovely. That is
That's what I like.
That's rich. That's a nice.
I like that rich kind of
color.
Malt kind of flavor that comes out. I'll just come right out of the box and say one of the things that I really like a lot, I'd say one of my favorites, is the Macallan.
Yeah.
And the Macallan has that very rich, almost a malt kind of a flavor to it. And when I look at a color of a scotch, this has that same amber. Now, the nose on this one, in my opinion, is a little sweet. What do you think?
Yeah. It's light. It's not a heady, very deep nose, but it's fruity almost.
A little bit.
A little soft, but it's not overpowering it at all. It's almost cool to the nose.
Yeah, I like that.
It almost chills the nose when you...
Yeah. All right, let's try it. Now, we've had this before. We did not actually make notes, and it's been a little while since we've had it.
Okay. It literally took me that long to taste. Oh. This taste starts on the very tip of your tongue, and it literally works its way back.
The warmth is delayed.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Even the warmth, after you swallow it, doesn't hit you right away. It kind of grows.
It's not overpowering either, but...
And I get some of that sweet and fruit kind of taste along the back edges of my tongue as well.
It spreads from, like I said, the very tip of your tongue. Yeah. In fact, it's almost acidy on the very tip of your tongue. But then as it spreads, it softens and it's citrusy, almost it doesn't tighten up your throat. It doesn't suck air from you. This doesn't take your breath away when you're drinking it, but you can still feel it on the way down. It's mild, very mild. Even now, a minute or two after I've finished that sip of whiskey, I still... have a nice fruity taste. It's almost like the very last remnants of the flavor of the Juicy Fruit gum. Because it's not like, you know, when you first throw it in your mouth, it's
that
blast of... But it's not like when you're just chewing on the rubber,
right,
like 30 seconds after the gum is gone. It's that flavor that probably was really meant to be there all along.
This one, we liked immediately when we first tried it. And it's probably been a couple of months since we've had it. And it certainly does not disappoint the second time around, that's for sure. If anything, the smoothness of this is quite refreshing, especially after the big meal that we just had, too.
This is what I'm finding in this grand experiment of ours that we are currently just undertaking now.
We're really at the beginning stages of our journey.
Right, because now we've taken to variety. Before we revisit the same bottle, let's find other similar bottles and then work our way back.
And that's what we've been doing for the most part. This one we've revisited. This was a gift.
And a gift it is.
Indeed, it really is a gift.
Yeah, okay.
You want to give somebody who enjoys scotch a nice gift. This one will not disappoint. This journey that we've undertaken started with, for you, Jack Daniels. and bourbon. And for me, mostly Jameson's, which I thought was quite good. Yeah. But we quickly got into these single malt scotches, and we really never looked back, did we?
And you know what's beautiful about this? There's just such a variety of scotch. Think about this. Think of where we're at.
Highlands. Right. What we've decided actually anything from the Highlands, and particularly Speyside, seems to be our...
Speyside seems to be our sweet spot there.
Our palate. Yeah, and I both.
Right.
We both seem to really appreciate that.
Exactly. But that's the thing, though. You can go from fruity, light, not too medicine-y or acidy, or, you know, a nice full but not harsh flavor, to something very heavy and smoky and peaty. And some people, that is to their taste. It's not for me. I do like a touch of smoke in my scotch.
And a little bit of wood.
And a little bit. But
well, that Belvedere, the double wood, the double barrel, that's pretty woody.
That's about as woody as, but it's balanced.
That's kind of our benchmark.
It's balanced with a little sweetness that, you know, cuts that woody edge, that smoky edge off of it. So there's a big difference between that and, say, like the Lefroy, which is very dirty, very peaty, very smoky.
And I was about to bring that up.
Very harsh.
As the opposite end of the spectrum of what we don't like.
It smelled like turpentinic.
Yeah, mineral spirits.
But at the same time, I've found a good use for that.
Yes, you have. And this is your passion. You love cooking, you love grilling, you love smoking meat.
Yeah.
And that's what you've done with the Lefroy.
Well, yeah, smoking is like my latest twist on that cooking that I've been doing.
It's very, very good. That brisket you made on Halloween. Oh my gosh.
I tell you what,
that was the best brisket, and I've eaten a lot of brisket.
I was up at about 11 o'clock the night before, and I put that brisket on with some good hard apple wood and let that smoke.
Did you use the Lefroy on the apple wood or no?
Instead, what I did was a little something different. I thought, since I was going to smoke this all night long, I wanted something that would more slowly evaporate. So I took some beer cans, and I filled those with water and just left them between the heat and the meat. Mm. And so as that heated up and smoked up, it kept the air moist and the smoke moist, so the brisket didn't get all dried out over time. And I didn't have to constantly replace the water either.
You know, and that kind of leads us back into scotch. You're talking about you don't want that dried out meat with all the smoke. We've had some very dry, smoky scotches.
True.
You wouldn't even know that it was liquid.
Right.
It was like drinking smoke. This being our first episode, too, we talked a little bit about cooking, and that's something that you brought up in the past, things to consider when we do the show, pairings with different dishes, different kinds of foods. That's something that we do want to get into. So that's a little bit why we touched on the cooking and your use of Lefroy. So that's something that we'll be getting into more and more as time goes
on.
But we, you know, we kind of introduced the thought of it today, at least. All right, so let's rate our scotch. We're talking about Oban. We knew going into this bottle that we're going to like it a lot. So, Bill, what do you think?
I'll start from the start. You pull it out, and you immediately see this beautifully bold, deep, auburn copper color. It's a beautiful color. It's a nice soft scent to it, and it is very, you know how a lot of times you'll hear these whiskeys say, oh, you can smell the ocean side, and in this one I actually can. It's almost like that misty, salty air, you know, when you sniff it. It's like I said, it's cool to the nose. And then you take a nice little sip off of it. It's very flavorful, but not overpowering. It starts right in the tip of your mouth, rides up the top of your mouth, and all around. You get a full flavor from the whole top side of your mouth on down. It's light, but full. It's a hint of sweetness. And then the finish, I'm still tasting it now. Mm-hmm. Nice, cool. It's more of a nice breathe.
The first thing it gets me is the color, as you've described. It reminds me of the Macallan, and I really like that one a lot. That's my personal kind of benchmark. The balance on this is slightly more sweet than anything, which is fine with me. We didn't try this with a dinner or a meal, but it certainly is great for an after dinner kind of a drink.
Yeah, you know, I like this as a more of an after dinner relaxed sort of
Which is perfect for today, because we just had a terrific dinner. Every time I come here, I have a terrific dinner.
And, you know, dinner went well tonight. I had a wonderful day, you know, and, you know, Jim and Kim come over, and that's, I mean,
April and I can't have a better pair of friends. It's like seamless. It's like we're all one family, the four of us. And it's you know, this is just a bonus to me, being able to sit down, have a great bottle of scotch.
Yeah. You love the scotch. You love the company.
And this goes back to our toast at dinner when we said life is good. That's exactly what we were toasting.
So life is good.
Life is amazing. So, yeah, I really can't deviate from what you described with the open here. Color gets me right out of the box. That always will, because there's a flavor to that color. And I get that in the open. But there's a hint of sweetness to it that really sets it off. The warmth after you drink, which is the trademark of whiskey.
Mm-hmm. It's got a cool burn.
Yes, right. That's the twist you get. Yes. Anybody who's got any penchant for whiskey is going to like this, I think.
I think so. I think
it's very easy to drink. It's very smooth. It's
this
very
is a good,
subtle.
If you're going to introduce somebody to scotch, this is a very good scotch to start.
Now, you meet people that enjoy different flavors, and that's something we'll have to get into. We're going to lean more toward this type because this is kind of our wheelhouse here, I think. But that's not to say we're not going to sample some of the others, so we'll get into some of the other flavors.
I'm quite sure.
But we're going to come back to this quite a bit, this type of scotch. What's the price tag on the...
Like a $45.
Okay. All right. So this one's not horrible.
This is a reasonable scotch.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, open, we knew it was a winner.
We did.
And we just confirmed it today.
We threw ourselves to softball today.
We did. So to christen our first podcast for Hopscotch, Open from the West Highlands, a decent $45-ish bottle. I think you're going to like it.
Here's the thing. If you're going to a party and you need to bring a scotch and you're unsure, Open will fit that bill every time.
Absolutely. If you're Scotch drinkers are going to like this one, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm Jim.
And I'm Bill.
This has been episode number 1
of Hopscotch.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back again.